service. We're not going to have fellowship this morning because of the time thing, and I would use a lot of wisdom here today because we got 8 candidates to baptize, and if I hold each one of them under 5 minutes, that's 40 minutes. I mean, that's 40 minutes right there. But so we're going to move on with the service, but we're excited about our baptizing today, and we appreciate those that, and I think it's a step that all of us need to take if we're born again. And some, you know, there's some people that want to be baptized again. It's okay to come again. Praise the Lord. But we appreciate the opportunity that God has given us this morning to be able to, in these lives, we got 4 children, and 5 adults. Yeah. Oh, 4 adults, excuse me. No. Anyhow, we got 8. We're going to ask our ushers to come down at this time to give you an opportunity to worship the Lord in your giving. We thank you for your giving, how you constantly give to the work of the Lord. And we know God is continually blessing. He's continually moving and allowing us to be able to do ministry here. We just appreciate it very, very much. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for such an opportunity to be in your house. We thank you for a privilege, Lord, of being and able to come and worship you. We appreciate, Lord, that you're able to speak to us through song. You're able to speak to us even through music. And God, we know that you're able to speak to us through your precious word today. We just ask, God, that you will bless this time, Lord, as we obey you in our giving. And God, we know that you will continue. Just open up the windows of heaven. And God, continue to bless us. And because of that, Lord, well, we continue to bless our church. God, we thank you for those that are consistent in giving. We thank you for those, Lord, that give to your work. And we just pray, God, that you would just continue to touch. Anoint this time, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen.
Teachers, you need someone to teach you.
again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And going down to the 6th chapter, 1st verse, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the dead works and of faith toward God. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us that we can stand before the congregation today. We ask God that you would just bless in a special and unique way this morning, Lord. As we minister your precious word, we realize, Lord, there are hearts out there that need to hear your word. Their minds and their souls out there, Lord, that need to hear your precious word. Not because of who I am, Lord, but because of who you are and what you're able to do. And because you have given us your precious word in our lives today. And because and through the foolishness of preaching, Lord, that we can grow in strength and we can grow in faith because of hearing your precious word being ministered. We just ask God that you will touch this time. God, touch this time, we pray. Let us say what needs to be said the way it needs to be said, and let us be able to hear your word, Lord, not just with our ears, but with our heart today. We thank you for this time, and we just ask God that you will bless us as we endeavor, Lord, to minister your precious word this morning, because it is in the name of Jesus we pray. And everybody say amen. Praise his wonderful name. I think if there's ever been a time we as Christians, and we see the candidates today that some are adults, some are children, it's exciting to see children desiring to be baptized. You know, Brother Brian and Tommy come to me just a few weeks ago and said, our youth come and they want to have revival. Do you hear me? They come. And so in October, we're going to have revival. It's going to be more than a youth revival. It's going to be for everybody. And we got Mike Holt coming in from Macon, Georgia. I've heard him preach a few times. He's an awesome guy. He's got a drama team. A team comes with him. And we're going to have a time around here having a revival. But the young people come and said, we want revival. Isn't that exciting? And we've got young people today coming and saying, I want to be baptized. They came to me and asked me a few months or so ago. They come and said, we want to be baptized. I said, good. We'll set a date. We're going to have it done, and we want to baptize you. It is exciting because you say, well, they don't really know what they're doing. Come on, give me a break. Yeah, they do know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Hallelujah. And I pray to God that this will build on that foundation that's been started because of knowing Jesus and accepting Jesus as their personal Savior. And this is our profession of faith that when they go under, they come up. We all do, do we not?
Yes, amen.
We haven't reached that perfection yet. Oh, wouldn't it be nice, Brother Bobby, if we were perfect?
Oh, it would be.
It'd really be a dull world, wouldn't it? If we were perfect. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need to pray. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need a Heavenly Father. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need a Savior that forgives us every time that we do err. The Bible says we have an advocate, hallelujah, with a Father that's making intercession prayers for us right now. Praise His wonderful name. But God's Word and our foundation helps us face our weaknesses. Also, it helps us face our immaturities. You know, I've had people over the years, and you know, I see a little child, a little baby out there. It really don't bother me. A child won't bother me because they're going to be children. And really, they don't bother me that much. I can preach over a crying baby. Hey, I can. I don't have a problem doing that. I can preach over a crying baby. But what really gets me is adults that's immature. But doing things like this helps us get to a solid foundation. It says the term foundation has been borrowed from the language of building architect. It refers to the very first thing a builder does before erecting the building. He prepares a solid, oh hallelujah, and a stable support structure. Since the foundation bears the weight of the entire structure, it must be done well. Oh, hallelujah. Are you excited to know when Jesus does something, it's done right? Hallelujah. When He forgives us of our sins, hallelujah, praise His wonderful name, we are forgiven regardless of what the skeptics say, regardless of what even family may say. If we've been forgiven, He does it right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise His wonderful name. It must be done well. More than one building has later sagged or even fallen because of a faulty foundation. The taller the building, the deeper the foundation. Woo, hallelujah. The taller the building, the deeper the foundation. Praise His wonderful name. Hallelujah. I'm glad to know that we can stand here today and we're on a solid foundation because of Jesus. Spiritually speaking, the foundation is the basis of Christian doctrine and experience. We stand on a solid foundation. You remember when the disciples was with Jesus and He asked them, who the men say that I am? And they begin to say, you know, you're Elias or you're so-and-so. But then Jesus got down right personal and said, who do you say I am? And they said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And what did Jesus say? He said, upon this rock, I'm going to build a church. It wasn't on Peter. A lot of people think it was Peter. No, it's the rock. And He's the rock, hallelujah, that we're on that solid foundation. We get on a solid foundation, we can face the warnings that may come our way and be able to be an overcomer. That does come our way, that we can be an overcomer regardless of what happens. What may come our way, we can be an overcomer. Well, we're on a solid foundation, hallelujah, and we need to have that solid foundation. We discover that the storms of life will reveal the true quality of our foundation. The storms of life, and I promise you, we all gonna have storms. All will have storms. Here's an illustration. Put all ingredients of soup in a pot, each ingredient by itself. Taste each one, but never get a bowl of soup. And see what all of it tastes together. You know, a lot of people are living a life today trying to do it on their own. There's a lot of people, and I tell people, you know, if you watch every TV evangelist on TV, you watch them all day long, you'll be kind of confused by the end of the day. Well, there's some good ones, don't get me wrong. There's some good folks. There's some good ministers on TV. I know there are. But what's better than listening than reading? Build your foundation on what you read, on what God is talking to you through His precious Word. Instead of just, you know, we got denominations today that just take a verse here and a verse there and leave out another thing on this, and it's just like trying to eat a bowl of soup and not putting it all in one bowl and trying to eat out of it. Don't taste very good. We'll be blessed when we begin to cultivate our relationship with Jesus. We begin to study and pray and meditate by Him and begin to follow and do what Jesus has commanded us to do. What happens when we begin to cultivate? What does the word cultivate mean? It means to dig up. It means to bring what's underground on top of the ground. and bring fresh air to that that's underground. Then you can plant. If you allow oxygen to get down in that dirt, it's not going to allow the seed to germinate. You've got to turn it up. You've got to cultivate it. If we want a solid foundation, there are times in our life we have to cultivate our lives so that the Lord can get down deep in our heart so that we can know that He is who He says He is to us. And we need to cultivate that in us. What are these people doing today? They're cultivating their lives. They're saying, God, I'm professing that You are my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going under. When I come out, I am telling everybody that sees me that I am one of His. Hallelujah. And we need to cultivate our lives so that Jesus can be a part of us, so that Jesus can be from the inside to the outside. Hallelujah. See, God's Word reinforces our foundation. When we follow Jesus, when we follow Jesus' leading, we will reinforce our foundation. And that's what we're doing this morning with these that are about ready to be baptized. See, another thing that happens here, and Karen, you begin to come to the piano. I'm about to dismiss the candidates. Someone's got to go change. And we'll allow them to go out. Brother Bobby's going to be coming up as Karen's playing just a little bit. But I want to say one other thing to the candidates. We made this decision a few months ago that we're going to walk down in this water. And we're going to be immersed in this water. And we're going to go down and we're going to come up. And what we're doing, we're following what Jesus did. That day that He went to John the Baptist, and John the Baptist baptized Him. And we see as we follow the footsteps of Jesus because of that. Did you know, as Bobby, Brother Pastor Bobby is going to bring out in just a little bit, that is when I think when Jesus was baptized, that's when His ministry started. That's when His ministry started. So we have to realize that and know that, that when you go down in this water and you come up, just wait and see what God's about to do in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, it's not about the water. It's not about going down and getting wet and coming back up. I tell you what it's about. It's about going down and realizing that commitment that you have made to follow Jesus, which we need. We need that commitment more than ever before at this day and time that you and I are living in. We're living in a society of no commitment. Not anybody wants to make any kind of a commitment to anybody. Nobody wants to make commitment anymore. But I say to us, and I say to you, as you have stepped out and said, I want to be baptized, I say to you today, you are making a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we need to follow through that commitment. Praise His wonderful name. That God is going to move in your life like never before. God's going to move. Now, children are coming back in from children's church because they want to see the baptizing. And the teachers back there want to see the baptizing. So I'm going to dismiss the candidates at this time to go and change and be ready to be baptized. And when you come back in, come to this side and go up the stairs to this side. And I'll be up there waiting on you. If you, Pastor Bobby's going to be on that side and Miss Pat's going to be on this side helping the candidates come in and out of the water. So if you're ready to be baptized, that's fine. But if you got to go change, go change. And I'm going to step back to my office, and I'm going to change and get ready, and I'll be back in here. But Pastor Bobby's coming at this time, and he's going to talk about baptizing and what Jesus did have him. Praise His wonderful name.
Praise the Lord. Baptizing. I'm going to give you an example of what baptism is, and then I'm going to give you the hillbilly version of it. Then Jesus came to Galilee to John at Jordan to be baptized, saying, and John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. You are coming to me. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill the righteousness. Then he allowed him, when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw a spirit of God descending down like a dove, and a lightning from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, of whom I am well pleased. Submission underwater is an outward commitment that you belong to Jesus Christ. It's showing an outward commitment that you're clean on the inside, you're clean on the outside. It's a public representation that I follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm from the foothills of the South Carolina, and this is what we used to teach. When you're baptized, you give the devil two black eyes, but you call him, I'm never going to be bothered by you, because I'm standing before you, and I'm telling you who I serve, who I belong to, and I'm clean, and he lives inside of me, and I'm set free from all of the sources of evil. I'm excited this morning for these people being baptized as they show their outward testimonies they belong to God. Also, I would like to read about next week, which I am ecstatic about. We'll be going to our new Sunday Words for Life program. The nursery will be from 0 to 2, and that will be Miss Tina. Toddlers will be 5, 6, and 7. That will be Miss Jackie. 4. Primary, 7, 8, and 9. 6, 7, 8, and 9 will be Jackie Dunaway. The juniors will be Miss Gloria, 10, 11, and 12. The teens will be Miss Sandy. And, of course, she's going to have from 13 and up. We've got our adult one, which is Miss Shelley. Adult two, which is David and Shirley. And adult three would be the Honorable Sonny. And we're so thankful for our Words for Life program we have. I'm thankful for this church, and thank you. I am excited about what God's going to do, and we're going to have a tremendous time in just a few moments, as these people are being baptized. But for a few moments, let's take our attention. I want you all to support our teachers as they are teaching. They're a gift from God, and thank you so much. As we turn our attention back on to the baptism ceremony, we're so thankful, and give our attention to those, and let's just continue to praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Tell my age, I remember that. It's just a little scary for me. I see these children coming up, and I see what they're being raised in. And I appreciate to know that they're being raised in a Christian home. I appreciate that. And it's exciting to see children want to be baptized. somebody to work on the heater. I turned it on this morning and it pumped the water. But this morning, it gives it the real feel of being outside.
Randy.
But it's good to see Jimmy taking this step also in his life. I know Jimmy's gone a lot. He's a truck driver. And I know he misses a lot of Sundays, but I thank him for the day off so he can be here to be baptized. And I just thank the Lord because of him taking that step. And this is an important step in his life, too. And I appreciate many times that I do see Jimmy coming into the house of the Lord. And he's made a change for the good. He's made a change for the better. And we're so thankful for that. And because of that, God's going to just continue to bless him. And God's going to open doors. And this is going to be a change time in his life. I promise you. Just being baptized in water, yeah. Because what it represents, I'm going down, but I'm coming up. Hallelujah. And everybody knows that I'm a Christian. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, the preacher's still here. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. And then what I need you to do when I baptize you, just bend your knees. And it'll be a whole lot easier on me. Really easy on you. Praise the Lord. Jimmy, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I get tired of why I can't come to church. I get tired of why I can't go for Christ. I get tired of hearing all the excuses. That's okay. I pray that you're right. And I really would believe the old timers would say this. The only reason Jesus had to come back in is all the mood of the saints praying, Lord, let my loved ones get in before you come back. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. All hearts, mind, and clear this morning. This service, the Holy Spirit will not allow me to. With every head bowed, every eye closed, I ask this. Are you? I'm not going to ask you if you've ever been saved. I'm not going to ask you if you are born again. I'm going to ask you, are you living your life according to the Word of God? If the return of Jesus Christ would happen, before we adjourn back, before we meet again, would you go to meet Jesus? If there's anyone here this morning that would say, I don't know if I would meet Jesus or not. I don't know if my life lines up to the scriptures of God. Would you raise your hand and say, this morning, I want to get over and I want to make sure. And I want the Holy Spirit to check me. If there one this morning that would say, I need a prayer, and I want to come to this altar. If there one, yeah. Come on. Anyone want to come down to this altar and pray? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. All these kids got their hands up. They want to go home. God's good. God is good. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the courage that these young men and women and these adults had this morning as they allowed themselves to be submerged underwater to show that their sins have been forgiven. To an outward appearance, they're born again. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ right now, Father, that you would pour into their lives like you've never poured into a life before. I pray, Lord, that they know that they are changed. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that their lives be enhanced. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for your love and your admiration, your tangible ways of how you love us. With the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, for our church, for those who are here, and I pray, Father, for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit of revival. Rain down on us, Lord, this very hour. Rain down on us today. We give you praise, Lord, and amen.